Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College.
If you've ever cared for toddlers, you know how messy they can be when they eat. And as Larissa Samuelson, associate professor of psychology at the University of Iowa, reveals, the mess is a crucial component of the learning process.
Don't play with your food is a familiar refrain at the dinner table with young children. Recent research in my laboratory, however, shows how playing, sometimes even with food, is critical for learning. Imagine you are looking at a cup of school glue and a cup of milk. How do you know which one you should drink? Visual information alone won't tell you, but if you stuck your finger in the cups, you'd quickly know. This is the situation faced by children when learning names for non-solid things like pudding and oatmeal. In my previous work, we found that children had trouble learning names for non-solid substances in the laboratory, even though they learned names for similar things at home. It turns out, however, most of the names for non-solid substances that children learn early are names for foods, words like milk, juice, and jelly. And critically, young children experience foods in a particular context, the high chair. This context is special, both because it is different from the typical table setting we use in the laboratory, and because many children are used to playing with their food and getting messy when seated in their high chair. To look at how playing might make learning easier, we taught toddlers names for unfamiliar substances while seated either at a table or in a high chair. We showed them a novel substance, blue mayonnaise in a figure eight, and named it, "This is my toma." We then showed them pink mayonnaise in a squiggle and mustard in a figure eight, and asked them which was also a toma. Children whose parents reported they were messy eaters at home played with the stimuli when they were seated in the high chair, but not at the table. And those children who played with the stimuli learned the names better. They picked the pink mayonnaise squiggle when asked to get the toma. The high chair context brought out behaviors essential to learning names for non-solid substances. This shows that context can help children use what they already know to learn new things, and it also illustrates a more general truth. Knowledge is constructed over time via play.
That was Larissa Samuelson of the University of Iowa.
You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.